Welcome, folks, to tonight's Match Night Live preview show. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. In the studio with me tonight, I have Derry News' Gary Ferry, who's the sports editor there and sports reporter from the Derry Journal, Kevin McLaughlin. Fellas, very welcome. It's a couple of weeks since we've done a show, and we've a lot to get through in this 20-25 minute window. Let's go back. We're on the cup final, Kevin. We beat Sligo down there after a poor performance in the league, and we are on a good cup run against Blarney. Record-breaking, 12-2. Well, first of all, you talk us through the Blarney game, because you were at it.
Yeah, Blarney was just crazy, to be honest with you. It says the Kevin McDee before we went live on air down there. It sort of says it was all about Derry's approach. They need to be on the zone, they need to get at it. And if they were and they get an early goal, it could have been any score, and that's exactly the way it turned out. 3-0 up after 7 minutes. It was a case of start writing your intro. This tie's over, and Derry were like just totally what you wanted on it from the start, and really got at them and scored. Everybody wanted a shot, and anybody had shot, they scored. Like, so it was a case of them getting through on the next one, and you know, 12 goals, you can't really ask for much more than that. Like,
well, that is true. And some pats in the next round at home, you know, a dodgy enough tie, Kevin, but you know, it's a home tie, and you have to look at that as another one that Derry can overcome and go on this cup run that everybody's hoping for.
Well, that's it. You're right. The home tie. I'd actually seen Simon Madden on the Sunday after the weekend passed there. He was up with their under-19 side, and he was just chatting, and we were both sort of saying, you know, you want to avoid Dundalk and Cork, particularly away from home, and you'd prefer the both of them to meet each other. Well, that didn't happen, and all the best the Harps having to get down to Dundalk. But from Derry's point of view, look, you're at home. That's all you can ask for. Home tie, some pats. And no disrespect to the rest of the competition, but you know, if you get through Pats, there's not that many Premier Division teams left, so you really are at that stage where, look, we might get a First Division team, we might even get a non-league side in the next round, and then you're two games away from the final, so anything can happen then.
Absolutely, but let's talk about the cup final that we are in, Gary, and the first game against Sligo, which we lost in the league, it was a dire performance, and I was at the game, along with yourself on the Monday, but the fans were down there, and they weren't too expecting coming down to Sligo and coming away with the necessary one. But they got it against all odds, against unprofessional broadcasters and stuff, you know. But and a tight ground, but a tight game with Gerard Doherty playing magnificently well.
Yeah, I think as bad enough as it was to lose to Sligo at the Brandywell, for Kenny Lindy revealed that there were 7 or 8 players missing. I don't think anyone gave Derry City much of a prayer coming down there, and maybe even Kenny himself, because it was kind of square pegs and round holes. The starting 11 was fair enough, but it was literally just any player. Like, Conor McDermott played that game and he wasn't fit at all. We've seen Aaron Splane and Ben Fisk were both knackered after half an hour, and then with half an hour to go and Sligo were just banging on the door, and you just think Derry are going to concede, Sligo's going to get the goal. But Derry hung on, and it was a great kind of performance of that they needed, you know, they showed the fight, they showed the spirit, that they care, that they wanted to get to the cup final, and they wanted to rise above all the kind of negativity that was out there. And it really was a brilliant battle on display, and they won the game.
Well, staying with that, and the big shock, of course, was the Dock didn't make it to the final, so now we have a home tie in September in the Brandywell against First Division opposition Cove. And you have to say, Gary, that's the tie that every Derry fan would have wanted. With the greatest respect to Cove, they didn't want to probably face Dundalk in the final. So it's all set up for a great day.
Yeah, I think it's good for the whole league. It's, Cove have got through to the final. You know, you kind of fell up here in Dundalk and Cork in finals. And it shows that, you know, if you really put it up to them, you never know what can happen on the day in a cup tie. It's great for Cove. Cup final, whether it's the Brandywell or down in Cove itself, that's a huge lift for the club, and they'll look forward to coming to the Brandywell. You know, and if you can beat Dundalk, you can beat anybody. So Derry City will be favourites, but you can't take them lightly. Stephen Henderson will have his team well ready for it, and you know, you don't need any to say anything ahead of a cup final. It'll be a packed house. Derry's first cup final since 2014. It should be a great night.
Absolutely, you know, and of course tickets will ticket information will be out there soon. So any laps Derry City fans, you know, we were getting over 3,000 when our run was going good. So as Gary just said, a packed house. And hopefully a good crowd tonight as we take on Waterford and the Brandywell, because it's a big enough game. And before I speak to Gary and Kevin about that, we're going to listen to the thoughts of our manager, Kenny Shields. He was chatting earlier to our man, Patrick Cook.
Firstly, Kenny, St. Pat's in the next round of the Cup. What do you think of that fixture?
Haven't thought a lot about it just yet. I'm focused on Waterford, which is, at this moment in time, it's more important. And I've had to put all my energies and my preparation into the Waterford game. So I never talk about the game after the next. I just want to talk about current and our preparation for that. And, you know, that's what my full focus is on.
Okay. Of course, going into the Waterford game, you've met them 3 times this year. You've had the upper hand twice and you've had the upper hand once here at the Brandywell. You'll be hoping for the same tomorrow night.
I would like to win the game. It's a massive game for this club, for the city, for everybody. Obviously, they're starting favourites, and you know they've got a big investment in the club, and you can understand that. And they're sitting third in the table. They're in a position that we would like to be. Let's put it that way. So they're quite strong favourites.
As you say, you'll be hoping to take all the points to get that little bit closer to them tomorrow night. You feel that back to the Sligo game, that was your chance to get closer to them, and it makes tomorrow night's game more important to them?
You lose games over the season that have an impact on your league position, obviously. But we can't start thinking back about ifs and what maybes, what if this had happened, what if that had happened. We've got to focus on the future, the immediate future, which is the Waterford game. They're better than us. We have to accept that. But we have beaten teams who are better than us before, and we'll do it again. So hopefully this could be one of them.
Going into the game, Kenny, what is the team news for tomorrow night? What is the injury situation?
Nicky Lowe's out. Owen Toll, Shane McNamee are both recovering from flu. Ben Doherty's gone on loan. And Conor McDermott stood out as well.
Well, thanks very much indeed, Paggy, for talking to our gaffer there, Kenny Shields. Kevin, tonight's opponents, Waterford, Kenny has says that they're a better team. They're in third position and they start as favourites tonight. Do you agree with that?
I don't know about favourites. They're coming on that way per form. They've lost their last 3 league games in the bounce. They're a side that want to get back on it. They keep this third spot. Third spot's the sort of target everybody wants now, because you're not catching the top two. They have the upper hand because they're in there at the minute. If Derry do want its 2 points, then it'll be a case of trying to catch, I would probably think, Shamrock Rovers, who'd probably overtake Waterford if they beat Bowes tonight. But not look, Derry have to worry about themselves, but Alan Reynolds really, really doesn't like our manager, so it's going to be a case of Alan Reynolds is going to get his team up for it. I know in the last game when Derry got an absolute hiding down there 4-0, Reynolds didn't shake Kenny Shields' hand after it, and there was a wee bit of sort of disagreement there on both benches. So, look, there's a wee bit of needle there, and that's what you want. To be honest, Derry need that. They need to get everybody up for it and get going right from the off again.
Kevin was just saying there, Gary, you know, there was, we were at the game, and there was a wee bit of, a heated exchange, we'll call it. And as Kevin says, we were hammered 4-0, and that was back in May. Philly and Akinati scored in the first 14 minutes, and then Sander Puri scored an absolute rocket just before half time, and then injury time and Boris got the fourth. We were absolutely mauled that night, Gary, but just put it back, this third spot is the trophy that the rest of the league is trying to catch up for, and there's a great prize going into Europe on it. And you know, Derry are within shouting distance of Waterford.
Yeah, they are, and a few weeks ago it didn't look like that would be the case, but a lot has changed. Even the team that lost 4 down in Waterford, I mean, the Derry City team that will play them tonight is going to be a lot different, and Derry now have a bit of momentum after the last 2 results, whereas Waterford, you know, as Kevin says, lost the last 3, are kind of slipping away, whereas, you know, they were the team to catch here in the season. League Erin is a funny place. Teams go on runs, you know, losing runs, winning runs, and it can all hinge on results like this. In this game, you know, the 3 points tonight, it's almost like a six-pointer, because the team that loses is probably not going to be in that race for Europe, whereas the team that wins is right back in it and will be after Shamrock Rovers. And so it's really important for both teams tonight. Derry City are a lot different from the team that lost twice in Waterford. And the lineups from both those games are just seem like ancient history now. But so hopefully Derry, with a bit of momentum behind them, can start to pick up again.
Well, as Kevin just said there, you know, there's a bit of an edge to this game tonight in the Brandywell. And, you know, maybe that's why Paul McLaughlin is the referee, as we delve into Ref Watch. Paul McLaughlin, of course, is a FIFA man, 39-year-old Garda officer. And he's already done 14 league games thus far in the season, and he's already refereed Derry on 4 occasions. And he saw the games twice away in Sligo, which overseen 1-1, one for Sligo and a one for Derry. He refereed the 0-0 home game to Cork, and then the 4-0 loss to Dundalk back in June. And he has booked 10 Derry players, with Darren Cole, Nicky Lowe, Connor McDermott, Gavin Pearce, Ronan Curtis, Rory Patterson twice, Aaron McEniff twice, Jamie McDonough, sea and yellow, but no reds. And that's the way McLaughlin referees. He's one of the best, you know, he's arguably the best out there. Some people prefer Neil Doyle, but I prefer McLaughlin, and that's why he's the man in the middle of the night, as Kevin just said. It could be a bit of an edge to it. But going back to that, Kevin, there's a lot to play for. We don't usually talk about all our fixtures around here, but, you know, Shamrock Rovers will be eyeing this tie-up too, hoping that somebody slips up here as well.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, if Derry manage to beat Waterford, or even draw against Waterford, Rovers, if they win it at home, they Bows, they go on the third spot. And they're the team that's sort of getting a wee bit of momentum. Yes, Derry have won 2 in the bounce, but, you know, no disrespect to Blarney, and that's not where Derry need to be sort of thinking, oh, we've made it now, we've scored 12 goals. It's going to be a total kettle of fish tonight. It's going to be a difficult game for today. And you're right, Rovers are going to be looking at it and going, look, if we can get our one, and they're due a victory against Bows. I think Bows beat them at least twice this year, possibly 3 times already, so they're going to be looking for a victory themselves. Stephen Bradley's boys too have to bounce back after being knocked out by Drogheda. Like, that's their, effectively their season now all hinges on getting third spot. So if you're Stephen Bradley and his players, they're just focusing, we get third, aye, we'll take that as a decent enough season after what has happened.
All right, just before we come back to the two boys here and find out their thoughts on, the rest of their thoughts on tonight's game, we're going to listen to our man in Dublin, James O'Toole, as he does a roundup about what else is happening around the league.
Thanks very much, Dermot. Well, in a week that saw a last side bow out of Europe, Derry City break the FAI Cup scoring record, and John Delaney handing out comedy-sized checks to junior clubs around Cork. It's time to get back to the bread and butter of league action. And first up tonight, it's the Dublin derby between Rovers and Bows in Tallaght Stadium. Pressure is surely mounting on Stephen Bradley after last week's defeat to Drogheda in the FAI Cup. That means the Cup specialists must wait another year to win it. Can anybody actually remember the last time they won it? Well, probably not. For Bows, their hammering of Wexford almost set a club record, missing out by the one goal. They've also now scored 18 goals in 3 games, while conceding none. And with that form, and the fact they've already beaten their bitter rivals twice this season, you feel another win for the Northsiders could see the tide turn in Tallaght. Next up, and just down the M50 in Bray, the Seagulls welcome Dundalk to town. Another easy game for the struggling Bray then. New manager Gary Cronin saw his side lose in extra time last Friday to Finn Harps in the Cup. And you have to go back to July 8th for their last win in the league. And that was over Sligo. They currently sit bottom of the table, just 15 points so far from 9 points off Limerick in 9th. Stephen Kenny's Dundalk exacted revenge on Cove last Friday, having been knocked out of the EA Sports Cup by them on Monday. They breezed past them into round 2 of the Cup. A win will see them go back on top until Sunday at least. Truth be told, they should win this at a canter. And finally tonight, it's the game between Limerick and Sligo in the Markets Field. Both these sides need to get points on the board and quick. A win for the home side would see them close within 2 points of the visitors, but a win for Sligo would see them go above Bowes into seventh. Sligo lost to Longford in the cup last weekend, and this may well still be on their minds. But even still, I would expect them to have just enough to get past Limerick in this one. So without further ado, it's back to you guys in the studio.
Good man yourself, James, as usual, giving us the roundup about what else is happening out there. And, you know, there's a couple of tight games happening, Gary, but at the start of the season, did Kenny Shields nail it? He said that the top four clubs would be Dundalk, Cork, Waterford and Rovers, and they are in them positions. With the last six clubs making up the rest of the league, they're on all negative goal difference. They're all in minus, and the top four clubs are in plus. You know, the fans always moan about Kenny Shields some and what he does, but, you know, he's nailed this one right, hasn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, anyone could have predicted the top two, and then it's just, you know, there's just six teams who are never getting near the top six in that league. So it doesn't take a lot of guesswork. I think last season Kenny says Limerick would be finishing challenging for the title, and that's, you know, it didn't pan out. But, you know, he's looking at the money Waterford spent on the players, brought in a lot of players, a big squad down there, and, you know, there's still, what, 7, 8, 9 games to go. The way Waterford are going, they could finish far lower than they are at the moment. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Waterford have done very well in their first season back up, but, you know, a lot of games, a lot of weeks, a lot of months, injury, suspensions, drama everywhere. So it's just interesting to see if Waterford can pick themselves back up. If they do, hopefully not tonight, but there is a lot of talent in that squad regardless.
Well, apart from their one against Kerry's in the cup, Kevin, at the weekend past there, as you mentioned, their last five league games, they've 3 losses, a draw and a one, and the one was an away one over Sligo, and that was decent enough. They won 3-2, but they had a draw at home to Bowes, they lost at home to Rovers, and they lost away to Limerick, and of course they lost at home to Cork. And that's how tough the league is. You know Waterford were flying, they've had a dip in form, and, you know, if Derry get a one tonight against Waterford, it can kickstart the last 8 games, including this one, you know, because this is the real business end, isn't it? I mean, Europe is arguably up there between Derry, Rovers and Waterford, the League Cup final, and of course the FAI Cup. So this is the real business end now for Kenny Shields and his men.
What's that? Just yesterday, training, after Derry's training, I was just chatting to Dean Shields, and I was just sort of saying to him, if he could get now a wee bit of a run, you know, he could come with a good time of the season, he come with a bit of form. And to be fair, Dean says that too. He says, you won, that's fair in a bounce, and the next thing you know, you build that momentum, and that's what you're looking for, and that's what the players know themselves. And they say that, we're only from Waterford's point of view, their form has went the opposite direction. So the likes of Derry and Rovers have to capitalise on that, and that's what Derry will be looking to do this evening.
No surprise that when Derry got their narrow one over Waterford, Jack Doyle scored a winner. It was actually Derry's 1500th league goal. And it was 1-0, but, you know, Bastian Airey wasn't playing, Gary. And he played the other 2 games against us. You know, there's, he plays in the brand, he's a quality player.
Yeah, like down in Waterford, he had the run on the pitch in the 2 games, and he was just what made Waterford tick, and you've seen what happened. So if he plays again tonight, you know, big night for Rory Hill, Aaron Splane. You know, there's a lot more energy in that Derry team in that area of the pitch. They can maybe follow him or pick up his runs. And they're going to have to do that. Rory Hill was exceptional in Sligo last week. Aaron Splane looked a bit tired, a bit leggy, but, you know, it's, you know, 2 weeks later. So hopefully Derry are, you know, a lot of fresh legs. They'll need them. You know, Waterford have lost the last 3 games. They're not going to come up here, Frank. You know, we'll just roll over. It was very tight in that game at the Randwell earlier in the season. It was only 1-0, and expected to be tight again.
Well, it's time for the archives, and we're going to flick back just 4 years ago, actually. It was the Europa League qualifying, first round, the second leg. And Derry City were in Wales playing Aberystwyth Town. Now, it's only 4 years gone, but the reason why it was brought up is because records were broke, obviously, this week in the FAI Cup against Blarney. And that was Derry's biggest away win in Europe. And they went 2-0 up after 14 minutes with goals from Michael Duffy and Barry McNamee. And three goals in the second half from our front talisman, Rory Patterson. Yes, he bagged himself a hat-trick. And I believe he won some boys a few cash notes because they had actually backed him to score a hat-trick. You know, pick that one out, folks, you know. And, you know, but the team that night was Ger Doherty, Dean Jervis, Barry Malloy, Ryan McBride, Barry McNamee, Patrick McElhinney, Rory Patterson, Michael Duffy, Mark Tumlin, Aaron Barry, and do you remember Cliff Byrne? Yes, the one and only Cliff Byrne played as well. Now, and the subs who come on there were Danny Ventry, Philip Lowry, and Shane McElhinney. And that was only 4 years ago, so some names from the past there that you might have forgot already. Anyway, back to tonight's game against the Blues in the Brandywell. And, as you know, Kevin, what do Derry need to do to get at Waterford? They're in poor form, but they've quality players. What has Kenny Shields said in the night? You know, forget about these 12 goals. Get off that cloud nine. Yes, you scored 12. Pat them on the back. But this is some game to be brought back down to earth with, isn't it?
Well, it's surely, and it's going to be. We all know it's going to be a lot tougher, and the players will know that too. But I would prefer Derry to have the same sort of mindset as they had in Blarney. As they started well, they got at them straight from the kickoff. Derry won possession back. I know it's a lot easier opposition, particularly when you're playing a decent Waterford side and like they keep the ball, as you said, a bit Henri. Aborie's missing for them this evening, he's suspended, so that's a big loss for them. But look, Derry know themselves, it's going to be a difficult night. You've Akinade up top, Noel Hunt has just come back from England and scored there against Cork a couple of weeks ago when he scored there against Skerries too in the Cup. Look, it's going to be a tough one, it's going to be a tight one, and Derry just need to be from the off, get at them and try and get the crowd going, and that's a big thing. Get the crowd back at them and then try and get the result.
Well, indeed. And, well, Gary, it was great to see Kevin McHattie and Cathal Farn and Shane McNamee all score and getting in on the act against Blarney. But a revitalised Aaron McAniff got a couple. And, you know, back on the score sheet after a dip in his goal scoring form. So, I think those 12 goals, I mean, will they rally there? As Kevin just said, get stuck under them straight away?
You know, I think for all, you know, the Blarney game is what it was. You know, you're playing nobody really falls you respecting, you know. But for Aaron McAniff, he hadn't scored for a long time. And that first goal, especially, stuck in the top corner from 25 yards or so, that, you know, it was classic Aaron McAniff. And he had been missing that kind of spark the last couple of weeks, especially against Sligo in the two games. So he needed those goals. I think he's up to 14 now, he's Derry's top scorer. Ronan Hale, always good for a goal. He's up to 11 now for the season. So, you know, there's plenty of goals in this Derry team. If you have Aaron McAniff ticking and ticking on a Brandywell in front of a big crowd, you know, he loves that arena. He loves, you know, driving the team on. He loves running to the fans when he scores a goal. So if they can get him ticking, that could be, like, make all the difference tonight. Those two goals in Blarney, as you know, for what all they were, it could be the best thing could have happened to Aaron McAniff for the last few weeks.
Good man yourself. So let's do tropical topical, as somebody called it to me one time. You know, what's hot football to talk about? So we have to talk about the Premier League starting. And Kevin, you know, who do you think's going to win it? There's a lot of these fantasy teams out, and who's the players to watch out for? Give me three players to watch out for from any team.
Well, I think City now losing Kevin De Bruyne, if he's out for a number of weeks, is a big massive loss. Look, the Premiership, it is what it is, and the big names will be the ones that will stand out. Everybody knows it'll be Harry Kane, it'll be Mo Salah. The way he started again, he's just started where he left off. And then City, Aguero too, like, they're always the three biggies. You know yourself, the people that scores the goals are the ones who get the headline. They get the headlines for the reason, because they get the points. You can have your defender and your keeper doing well, but it's the boys get the ball in the net to mix the headlines, and expect them three to be the three top boys again.
And what about you, Gary? Can you ever bring yourself to say that Liverpool might challenge for the title this year?
God help us if they do, listening to them. They probably will. Whether they have enough to catch Man City, time will tell. Because, you know, it's a long season, you never know what can happen. I, you know, despite all negativity, I still do expect United to challenge City for the title. You know, I hear, you know, they lost all three games, they all from the three promoted teams last season. That's 9 points. So if they can get the fingers out and start playing against the so-called lesser teams, United will be in there. Liverpool, fierce, brilliant attacking. Defensively, we wouldn't see. They've got this new goalkeeper, who seems to be the greatest goalkeeper in the world ever, even though he's only played one game. So time will tell. Chelsea, Arsenal, maybe not Arsenal, but you just don't know. It's far too early. And well, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek of the Premiership. You know, everything is just so magnified. Every result, every goal, every comment from every manager. It's just so dramatic. It's like a big soap opera. So just sit back and enjoy it. And then today, hope that Liverpool don't win the league.
Well, there you go. Well, let's hope for a Derry 1-8 over Waterford, and let's hope the Kelly Stripes bag the 3 points and march on towards that third spot that is, it was in the distance a long time ago, and it's now within reach if they go on a run. So it's that time of the show where I put my studio guests on the spot, and I have to say, Kevin, give us your prediction. We have a few seconds left.
I'm actually going for a draw, sitting on the fence. I'm going for a 1-1 draw tonight, to be honest with you folks.
Well, there you are. And I was heading down the road with Gary Ferry to watch the Sligo semi-final. And Gary Ferry was the only one that care protected Derry. He won that day. So, Gary, see if you can nail tonight.
Yeah, I'm actually expecting a very good end of the season for Derry. So I'm going to go 1-0 to Derry again tonight.
Oh, there you go. And as ever, folks, time has caught up with us. And it's been great speaking to Gary Ferry from the Derry News and Kevin McLaughlin from the Derry Journal, getting their thoughts on tonight's game and what else has happened to Derry over the last couple of weeks. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. Thanks for listening to the Match Night Live preview show. Until the next time, have a good evening and come on the Candy Stripes.